Lockroom Chats continue here on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Peter Papa now alongside head coach of the Frankfort Wildcat Boys, Adam Schreiner. This Lockroom Chat provided by Winkle Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Well, coach, it's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke. A big win over Washington County, 42-40, then a loss to the Onega Buffaloes, 71-61. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Oh, I think both the games the kids have played with more energy and kind of more energy and just effort, you know. I thought last night they battled extremely hard. We just couldn't get stops when we needed to get stops, but I don't think that was a lack of effort. So the last couple games, I really think the kids have been playing hard and playing for each other.
When it feels like we just kind of talked about this a couple of weeks ago, kind of, you know, you just had Washington County and Onega back-to-back. Now you have them again right back-to-back, of course, this time beating Washington County around. What did you kind of see differently in these two games compared to the last two games that you played these two teams?
Well, the Washington game, you know, I thought we were able to get some stops there at the end, and then we came through. Porter had the game-winning basket there, so I was extremely happy for him to get that, you know, and Henry Ketter was the one with an assist. So, you know, seeing some guys step up and fill in some voids in areas that we're needing people to step up in, because we're seeing a lot of box in one, and, you know, teams trying to take away Wes, and Wes continues to battle and be a great teammate, you know, but we need others to kind of step up and help relieve that pressure for him, and I think we're starting to see that a little bit the last couple games.
So what's it going to take here, you know, coming down to the final month here of the season that is going to be able to, you know, get your team rocking and rolling right before Substate?
I think we just have to piece it all together. You know, that Washington game, we had a hard time scoring, but our defense kind of kept us in the game, and then, you know, we outscore them by seven in the fourth quarter, I think, if I remember correctly. And then last night, you know, we scored 61, which is, you know, pretty solid for us where we're at right now, but we give up 71. So we just kind of need to find that game to where, you know, when we need to get a bucket, we're able to settle in and get that bucket. And then when we need to get that stop, we kind of dig deep and get that stop and finish it with a rebound. So we just got to kind of piece it all together and get both facets of the game working at the same time.
Coming, you have Blue Valley Randolph on Friday, next Tuesday against Centralia. What are some keys here, these upcoming TVL matchups?
Well, I know Blue Valley's been doing some things different and causing some teams fits. So, I mean, we'll look at film today and kind of break everything down and see where we're at. But, you know, Blue Valley and Centralia are both playing well at the moment, good solid team, so it's going to take just an all-around effort and make sure we don't miss any assignments, and when we get the open looks, we're knocking it down, and, you know, just continue to play with good energy, good effort, and get those timely plays.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
Yep, we appreciate all you do. Thank you.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner with the Frankfort Wildcat Boys. Again, this Locker Room Chat has been provided by Wanklin Oil Company and Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Upcoming for the Frankfort Wildcats, it's Blue Valley Randolph here at home on Friday, and then next Tuesday they'll go on the road and take on the Centralia Panthers.